Hey ladies, today I want to talk about what types of food we feed our brain. Now I know I talk a lot about what types of food we should feed our body, but today I want to talk about what we're feeding our brain, meaning what types of social media content are we consuming on a regular basis? What shows are we watching daily? And who's in our inner circle? Because much like a poor diet can impact your physical health, these things can be just as harmful to our mental health if we don't pay attention. So let's get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me. Because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet, that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And I am super duper glad that you are here with me in my corner of the podcast universe. Happy Monday to you. Happy April 15th, which is tax day for many of us or all of us who are in the States. And I know that can be good or it can be bad or it can be neutral depending on your situation. But as always, I am rooting the best for you. And speaking of rooting the best, I am asking that you root the best for me because I had some dental work this past Friday. And your girl, I'm struggling. I'm doing better. But again, I think I had an episode the last time I had some dental work and it had me rethinking my whole life. So at any rate, I'm going to power through this. So let's just jump into this content. I will be transparent. I have a love-hate relationship with social media. And I know it sounds cliche because I have a podcast, but which is actually a form of social media, but hear me out. I struggle with it because while it's wonderful to connect with friends, to follow brands and influencers, and to learn what's trending in everything from food to music to travel, I also find that with the upside, there is a downside, which is that it can be so toxic and there is so much toxic and negative content. Not to mention that the geniuses behind the algorithms, they're masterminds at what they do, and they can hold you captive for hours if you let it. I was tracking my time a few weeks ago, and I found that I spent 11 hours on social media in 1 week. Like, 11 hours. Do you know what I really should have been doing with 11 hours? I mean, I know that many of us, self-included, we go to social media to unwind. But for me, what starts as, okay, I'm just going to do this for 30 minutes, it ended up being 11 hours for that week. And with that, I have found that, again, the content seems to be increasingly toxic, negative, and not at all what I want to be fed for 11 hours. So that really made me think about how we, on our health and wellness journey, are very concerned about what we put in our bodies in regards to what we eat and what we drink. And how many calories should I eat, and how much fat and protein and carbs, and we're not only concerned about that, we're concerned about how much exercise, how many calories did I burn, or how many times a week should I walk or strength train. Now, don't get me wrong, all of these things are very, very important. However, we should be equally concerned about what we're putting in our minds on a daily basis. Are we fueling our minds with the right kind of energy? And I say energy because food is energy. So what we're putting in our minds is fuel for our brains, and that is energy. Just like we don't want to eat a bunch of highly processed foods and sugary drinks, i.e. junk food, because A, we know it's not good for our body, and B, it takes us further away from our health and wellness goals. It's just as important for us to have the same type of discipline and focus and guard what we put in our minds via social media, TV, and even family and friends for that matter. Think about the last time you ate something and you knew going in it probably wasn't a good idea, but you ate it anyway. Like eating three ice cream bars instead of one. That being me, because she is me and I am her. And shortly afterwards, you were like, why did I do that? Your stomach felt full, you were tired, and it was wasted calories because it didn't properly fuel your body, and you knew you were going to crash later. And unfortunately, you might go through that cycle again because the cravings typically start again. So we don't want to fuel our mind with the same kinds of processed sugars, or I call it brain candy or brain junk. So what kinds of brain junk food do you allow in your mental space daily? Think about your last session on social media or your last binge session on Netflix. You go to connect with friends or follow your favorite influencers or just to watch an episode of what you say will probably be 30 minutes, which typically turns into an hour or two or many, many hours later. And how do you feel after you've consumed all that brain candy? You probably feel very similar to how you felt when you ate all the junk food. You felt regretful and maybe full and tired, but mentally full and mentally tired. Or think about this. Think about the last interaction with a family member or a friend or even a coworker, because sometimes we interact and we spend as much time with our coworkers than we do with family, or even more. So think about how you felt after you had a long interaction with someone who happens not to be good for you or happens not to be so good for you energetically. You know those people, the people that you love or you like a lot, but when you see them coming, girl, when you see them coming, or they text you or you call or they call you, you know that it's going to zap all of the energy that you have. So think about how you felt after you had an interaction with one of those, I call them energy drainers. How did you feel afterwards? You probably, again, felt the same as you felt after eating one too many ice cream bars. You probably felt full and tired, because as much as you want to be there for them, you're mentally full from the emotional download and you're probably tired as a result. And trust me, I've been there, I've done that, I've got the t-shirt, I've got the hat. I've been the person to give the emotional baggage to somebody, and I've definitely been the person to receive the emotional baggage. Here's the thing, you really want to engage with content and people that make you feel good during and after your engagement. Think about a movie that inspires you, or that makes you laugh, or that you feel good after watching it, or people that truly impact the room in a positive way when they walk in. I have a friend, and actually I have two people that I have known for over 25 years. One of them I work with, and the other one I went to high school with, and we have remained friends. And they are probably two of the most genuine people that I know. And I can only describe them as they have the best energy. And I am all about energy. I believe that we all give and receive energy. So regardless of the conversations that I have with them, talking to them always puts me in a better mood. Those are the kind of people that you want to engage with and allow to have your mental space, or you to allow them to put mentally into you, or I call them mental inputs, if you will. You know, when you have a really good meal that tastes good and it's balanced with all the macros and all the fiber and all the things, you want to have relationships like that. Not to compare your relationships with food, but you want to have those kind of relationships, or you want to have those kind of engagements most of the time. We need to have relationships with the right balance. We should engage with social media content that has the right balance. Now, I'm not saying to turn your back on those that need you or make sure that you watch everything that is light and fluffy. However, you want to be mindful of how much negative or non-uplifting content you consume regularly, as well as how much you engage with negative, non-uplifting people. Now, there is a lot of information and a lot of studies that show how negative social media can impact and affect our mental health. And many people have an impression that it typically or mostly impacts teens, but it can definitely impact adults as well. And also, negative people and toxic relationships, they can impact your mental and physical health as well. There has been, again, a lot of research done around this as well. And I know that some of you probably can attest to this on a personal level. But just for some additional support, I will also link an article below that talks about the physical impacts and provide some tips regarding that. But here's something I want you to think about, and that is, if you are working hard to choose foods that are nutrient dense and support your health and wellness goals, I highly, highly encourage you to have the same awareness when choosing the types of content you watch on social media, or the movies and shows you watch, or the people that you talk to regularly. And again, it's okay. It's okay to indulge sometimes. But if you are doing the endless scroll on Instagram or TikTok, or binging shows on Hulu or Netflix for days on end, or allowing negative Nelly and toxic Ted to pull up and kidnap your mental space for hours to tell you about their woes and their problems, then I want you to be your own detective and take note of how you feel after these interactions. Does it feel like an escape while you're binge watching and then you feel bad afterwards for many reasons? Or how does it feel when negative Nelly, she downloaded her latest shenanigans on you? And you try to help her figure it out. Do you feel like the time was well spent because you provided her a safe space? Or do you know that girlfriend is really not going to take your advice? I want you to take note of that too. How do you feel? How do you feel after those types of conversations? And if you're okay with it, then continue on. Continue on, my friend. But I'm pretty confident that you're not. And if you're not, I want you to do one thing. Now, there are many things that I can share, and that is thanks to therapy, but this one thing has been a game changer for me, and that is to set boundaries. Yes, I want you to set and enforce boundaries. Now, I know that it sounds simple, right? I know that it sounds simple, and I am not by any means saying that is simple because, ooh-wee, it is hard to set boundaries. And not just setting them, but enforcing them with yourself, with family, with friends, and with coworkers, with those that have grown so accustomed to you being their sounding board. It is so hard to enforce boundaries. But for your own well-being, for your own well-being, I encourage you to set, communicate, and enforce boundaries. And setting boundaries, it's a habit. It is a habit that you have to build. Much like choosing to eat like nutrient-dense foods, you need to plan what you're going to eat, you need to prep it, and then you need to eat it. With boundaries, you have to choose who and what you need to set boundaries around. You need to set the boundaries. And then you need to enforce it. And yes, I know that it can be and will be uncomfortable, but very often we have to go through the uncomfortable to get to the other side. I read this quote, and when I say that it resonated with me, It said, the only people who get upset about you setting boundaries are the ones who are benefiting from you having none. Let me say that again for the people in the back, because she was me and I was her. The only people who get upset about you setting boundaries are the ones who are benefiting from you having none. So let that one marinate for a second or two, and I will wait. All right, so if this episode resonated with you and you need to set boundaries with yourself around what negative things and people you are frequently allowing into your mental space, then here are a couple of things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to journal about it. I want you to ask yourself, how do you feel after you engage with those negative things? And how do you want to feel? That's the key. Know what you want the outcome to be. Know how you want to feel. Number two, then you need to set those boundaries so that you can get to that outcome. Is it putting timers on your phone? Is it putting your phone away at a certain time or deleting the apps from your phone? Which I have done, by the way. For the next 7 days, I have deleted Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Pinterest. And I'm going to let you ladies know how that goes. So what boundaries do you need? And then set them based on your desired outcome. For me, I set them because I simply did not want to allow myself to, in my opinion, waste that amount of time. I simply don't have it. I mean, clearly I have it, but I should be doing something else with it. All right, so number three, then communicate to whomever you need to for accountability and for awareness. And the fourth tip is, when it becomes difficult, stay consistent, disciplined, and keep in mind your desired outcome. And the fifth one, which is my favorite, above all, pray. You need to pray for guidance and pray for discernment. All right, love, let's close out this episode because that is all, says the clock on the wall. And because I am so passionate about setting boundaries and I know how challenging it can be, I am going to leave you with a quote and a Bible verse. So first the quote, which is, boundaries are the distance at which I can love you and me simultaneously. And the Bible verse is Proverbs 25:28, which is one of my favorites, and it is posted in my workspace. And it says, a person without self-control is like a city without walls. And with that, until the next episode, I want you to take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.